was also past his prime, with a biological age somewhere in his 40s, even though he had lived a little longer than that. "Do you know how many times you have commented to me about the beauty of your ship?" Rowena asked. "Not exactly, no," Chase admitted. "I do," she said. "So?" Chase prompted. "So what?" Rowena said, with a slight smile of the new facial actuators around her mouth. "So how many times?" It was clear from his tone of voice that Chase was genuinely curious. "It's a lot," Rowena said. "What's your point?" Chase asked, disappointed now that it was becoming clear he wasn't going to get an exact number. "My point is," Rowena said, "I wish you were more of a conversationalist. The art of conversation is important, you know, and it is something you can practice and learn." "Nice," Chase said, frowning at her, but then he was distracted by a discharge of energy above. There was a flash and a rumble as the silver star triggered one of the gossamer-delicate grav mines floating around in the atmosphere. He looked up in time to see his spaceship rimmed in coruscating light. He was worried for a second, but he soon relaxed when no drones or fighters came to investigate. He could see his ship, seemingly unharmed,